Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it plans to withdraw the Obama administration's interim final rule under the Packers and Stockyards Act, the rule being the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, or GIPSA, interim final rule. Now, the rule was originally added in the 2008 Farm Bill. Groups like the National Pork Producers and National Cattlemen's Beef Association and others opposed the bill at the time, while those supporting it included the U.S. Cattlemen's Association and National Farmers Union. The groups in favor believe that language in the bill would bring harm to family farmers and ranchers. Now, the USDA says that GIPSA remains committed to protecting fair trade practices, financial integrity, and competitive markets for livestock, meat, and poultry. But after careful consideration of public comments, the USDA is withdrawing the interim final rule regarding the scope of Sections 202A and B of the Packers and Stockyards Act. As many public comments noted, the purpose of the act is to protect competition, not individual competitors. The official notice was published in the Federal Register on Wednesday. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.